Country 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Illinois, an autopsy report ruling the death of Sonia Massey was homicide. Massey, an unarmed black woman, was shot in the face after calling police to her home reporting an intruder. Sangamon County Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson now charged with her murder. ABC's Alex Perez has more.
ABC News learning Sean Grayson, who pulled the trigger, was discharged from the U.S. Army for serious misconduct in 2016 after less than 2 years of service and held six different police jobs in the last 4 years.
Civil rights attorney Ben Crump represents the Massey family at a briefing. He's calling for a full investigation. Presumptive Democratic nominee Kamala Harris has a major endorsement from Barack and Michelle Obama. The former president and first lady says Harris is capable and represents hope. A recall for some of Boar's head brands of liverwurst and other deli meats as federal health officials investigate a Listeria outbreak. Two people have died. This is ABC News. Inflation remained lower last month, the Federal Reserve's favorite measure dropping to 2.5% from 2.6% compared with last year. Those new numbers could set the stage for the Fed to start cutting interest rates sometime this fall. The first surgery implanting a totally artificial heart happening in Houston.
The surgery took place earlier this month as part of the FDA's early feasibility study. Now, the device is made of titanium and it pumps blood and replaces both ventricles of a failing heart. Experts say it is durable, it's resistant to wear, and reliable as a temporary heart replacement. But if it is proven to be safe and effective, this TAH could possibly be a permanent solution in the future to cut down on the dependence on donors.
ABC's Ariel Reshef. The FDA also expected to delay or reject approval of psychedelic therapy for military veterans. Former soldiers have spent years lobbying for the use of MDMA to treat PTSD. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 35% off paints and stains from July 26th through August 5th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Another picture-perfect day on tap today, with mostly sunny skies and high temperatures soaring to those mid-80s. A few clouds build in overnight, but we stay sunny for tomorrow, too, and spike to near 90, with that humidity on the rise. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 76.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. The Department of Natural Resources is offering a discount on endangered resources plates. Sean Maloney has more.
The DNR is celebrating 30 years of endangered resources plates, offering a $25 rebate for new purchases now through the end of the year. Sales of the plates have played a critical role in funding DNR conservation work for hundreds of plant and wildlife species listed as endangered, threatened, or of special concern. Visit the DNR website for more information or to purchase a plate.
The Milwaukee Public School District acting superintendent is now its interim superintendent. The board voted Thursday to place Eduardo Galvan into the seat. Galvan has overseen MPS since Keith Possley resigned as superintendent in June after the State Department of Public Instruction announced the district was months behind in reporting financial data to the state. The board is still conducting a national search for a permanent superintendent. I'm Raymond Neupert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
You know Fleet Farm's got everything for everyday life. But did you know we also have the best prices guaranteed every day? Like 40 pounds of Diamond Crystal Softener Salt, on sale now for just $5.69. Or a 40-pound bag of Black Oil Sunflower Seed, on sale for $17.49. And on the odd day you find a lower price, we'll match it. Any day, every day. Fleet Farm's got everything you need for everyday life, all at the best prices. Guaranteed.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. The Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from Lifetime Memorials. Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire, and Dunn Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. Pepin County has received a $2.1 million grant through the Agricultural Roads Improvement Program. The grant is for a reconstruction of Highway R and will cover approximately 90% of the cost of the project. The town of Maxville has received a $405,000 grant to reconstruct North Spring Creek Road. Both grants are part of the Agricultural Roads Improvement Program that was established in 2023. We have more information on the barn fire in Pepin County early Thursday morning. According to the Pepin County Sheriff's Department, the fire happened at N6833 Fall Creek Road. Deputies found a large part of the barn fully engulfed and starting to collapse when they arrived. Deputies and the property owner entered the barn and were able to free most of the cattle from the building. Several dairy cows were injured. One was killed. Firefighters from Durand, Rock Creek, and Mondovi battled that blaze. A pair of city council members in Eau Claire said they are, quote, appalled, unquote, at the decision to remove park benches and picnic tables from the local park where Eau Claire's homeless stay. Andrew Worthman and Kate Felton yesterday said they want to know what the plan is going forward. Eau Claire sent city workers to Wilson Park this week to remove the benches and tables as a way to deal with the growing number of homeless who are living in the park. City park crews say the homeless are getting aggressive and leaving needles all over the park. Worthman says it's not enough just to remove the benches. He says it doesn't solve Eau Claire's homeless issues. He wants to know what the city is going to do to get the homeless a place to stay. The remains of a soldier from Trempealeau who died as a POW after surviving the Bataan Death March during World War II has been positively identified after nearly 82 years. The Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency said that U.S. Army Air Force Sergeant Jack Hothfield was identified on May 29th of 2024. He was a member of the 24th Pursuit Group and captured following the surrender of the Bataan Peninsula. His remains will be returned and buried in La Crosse at a later date. They're getting bat boxes in La Crosse. The Wisconsin DNR and the La Crosse Parks Department are teaming up to add bat boxes at Pettibone Park. The boxes are a natural fit for bats because it gives them a tight space to sleep, but the boxes are also necessary after recent floods pushed the bats out from their usual home under the bridge at the park. The DNR says the new boxes should have enough room for anywhere from 100 to 200 bats. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chentfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chentfit Smith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chentfit Smith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chentfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
There's been a bit of delay on the reconstruction of 6th Avenue East in Durand. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the delay was requested by the city as the school parking lot is still being reconstructed and the city didn't want damage to the new road.
Put down a new blacktop, even if you have it on there for a week or two. If you bring big trucks on it and they're making turns, that was a concern. So the city did request, since it's the same contractor for the school project as the city project, let's coordinate this so that the parking lot in front of the school gets to a certain point, and then we do those at the same time so that we can make sure that the upper service, there's no issue on 6. So
even with the delay, Milliron says that project should be done by August 15th. Most roads are now open for ATV and UTV use in Eau Claire County. The Eau Claire County Sheriff's Department says unless a road sign specifically says no ATVs are allowed on the road, it should be open for use. The utility vehicles must stay as far to the right of the roadway as possible and follow speed limits of 35 miles per hour unless the marked speed limit is slower. A map of eligible roadways is available on the Eau Claire County Sheriff Department's Facebook page. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin wants to prevent sudden hospital closures like the one in western Wisconsin. Baldwin introduced the HSHS Act Thursday, which requires large hospitals to notify federal agencies of a pending closure at least 90 days beforehand. During that time, hospitals would be required to continue care for patients. The U.S. Health and Human Services Department would also require closing hospitals to file plans on how to resume care for their patients once the closure takes place. Baldwin, by the way, is currently running for a third term against likely Republican nominee businessman Eric Hovde. New ads are coming out to let voters know about constitutional amendments on next month's ballot. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty and IRG Action are launching a new ad campaign to make sure voters know what the amendments would do. The two amendments would give Wisconsin lawmakers say over how billions of dollars in federal money is spent going forward. Republican lawmakers adopted the amendments after Governor Evers refused to give them any say in how he spent over $4 billion in COVID money. Will's Rick Ensberg says it's not about politics, but about making sure one person doesn't have unlimited power in Wisconsin. You're listening to WRDN News.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
Miss America made a stop in Oshkosh Thursday to speak at EAA AirVenture. Madison Marsh is a second lieutenant in the United States Air Force
and an active duty pilot.
I'm in two very conflicting stereotypical roles when you think about women in the military and you think about women in pageants. And I hope that this shows you don't have to think of the societal boxes that people try to put you in. As long as you're doing what you love, you can and will break any bounds.
Lieutenant Marsh wants to encourage young women to get into aviation and to break barriers that discourage women from doing the things that they set their minds to. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Another picture-perfect day on tap today, with mostly sunny skies and high temperatures soaring to those mid-80s. A few clouds build in overnight, but we stay sunny for tomorrow, too, and spike to near 90, with that humidity on the rise. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 76.
This Entertainment Insider is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. It's been 25 years since SpongeBob SquarePants made its debut. Tom Kenny, the voice of SpongeBob, knows why fans still love it.
If SpongeBob was nothing but optimistic, that wouldn't be a very good show. So SpongeBob does get down in the dumps. SpongeBob does get discouraged. SpongeBob does feel sad, but he bounces back.
Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
The Packers return for their fourth training camp practice today, and so far no deal with quarterback Jordan Love. I'm Bill Scott with sports, but at least one outlet, Pro Football Talk, says a deal is close. GM Brian Gutekunst said this to say about the process on Monday.
This is just part of it. Not unexpected, and we'll work to get it done, and you know, hopefully he won't miss too much time, because it is, we got a lot of work to do. You know, we think we have a very good football team, but we got to come together as a team, and he's a big part of that, so him being out there is important for us, but we'll get there.
Pro Football Talk says a new deal could see Love average more than $55 million a year, making him the highest paid player in NFL history. Wisconsin Athletic Director Chris McIntosh got a raise. He signed a 5-year extension with the school that sees his yearly average go from $1 million to $1.45 million with $50,000 yearly bumps. McIntosh has worked with the Badgers since 2014. Brewers back on the diamond tonight, opening a 3-game weekend series against the Miami Marlins. Freddie Peralta gets the nod for the Crew. He's 6-5 this season. San Diego's Dylan Cease tossed baseball's second no-hitter of the year. He blanked the Nationals 3-0 Thursday afternoon. Cease walked 3, struck out 9 in the win.
It feels so remarkable and hard to believe, so to be able to do it and go out and experience it, I really don't even know how to feel. I'm just happy.
In the Midwest League last night, Wisconsin knocked off Beloit 3-2 in 10 innings. They're back at it again tonight in Beloit. American Association Milwaukee beat Kane County 5-3. It was Kansas City 5 and Lake Country 2. Greg Gard scored his third commitment for the Badger basketball 2025 recruiting class. 6'5 shooting guard Hayden Jones from New Zealand announced his commitment to Wisconsin on Thursday. The Paris Summer Olympic Games opening ceremonies on tap tonight. Yesterday, the U.S. women's soccer team knocked off Zambia 3-0. They'll take on Germany on Sunday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Concerned about age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? If you're over 50, then you should be. AMD impacts as many as 1 in 10 Americans over 50, severely impacting your vision and robbing you of your ability to drive, read, and enjoy the vibrant beauty of life. Now, protecting your eyes is easier thanks to New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. Specifically formulated to improve eye health, New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements not only protect your eyes, but help improve night vision, as well as helping to relieve eye fatigue caused by digital devices. Only New Nordic uses wild Swedish blueberries because of their superior concentration of color pigments, which are vital to eye function and health. New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements are Scandinavia's number one selling natural eye formula. But now you can find them at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. Enjoy healthy vision with New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. Available now at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
LaJoy is seeking a new ride for 2025. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We're at the start-finish line.
William Byron on pole position. Green flag is out and we're racing.
We're in the turn.
Here to the inside comes Kyle Larson. He and Hamlin bump.
We're on pit road.
Four tires to no more racing fuel. The race on from pit road is Denny Hamlin. Eric Jones goes on second.
We are live from the track. The Motor Racing Network, your home for NASCAR racing. Don't miss a lap, pit stop, or side-by-side race for the win. Listen to all the play-by-play action on your local radio station at MRN or NASCAR.com.
Spire Motorsports announced late yesterday that the team will split with current driver Corey LaJoy at the end of the NASCAR Cup Series season. The combination have been together since the start of 2021 with limited results, capturing four top five finishes. LaJoy is currently 28th in the series standings, four spots behind his teammate and rookie driver Carson Hocevar. Spire has not announced who LaJoy's replacement will be. And Cup Series teams will be allowed to add lift systems, which will help cars with flat tires be nursed back to the team's pit area on the pit lane. The system will be engaged by track service workers once they begin to attend to the car on the track. For more, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
A septic system shouldn't need a lot of maintenance unless you're putting stuff into it that you shouldn't. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Avoid septic cloggers and the killers as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Septic system doesn't seem to be working as it should. Take inventory of what kinds of things you're putting into it. There are three basic layers in a septic system. Fats, grease, and oil float on the top. The middle layer is mostly clear, partially treated water, and the bottom layer is for the solids. If too many solids go in, you'll have to pump the system a lot more often, which is expensive. Extension soil management specialist Deanne Presley at Kansas State University says there are two categories of items that can wreak havoc in a septic system. Presley calls them cloggers and killers. Some people make interesting choices about what to flush.
A disposable diaper would be a clogger. Cat litter, there are flushable types of cat litter and flushable types of baby wipes, but I would not actually flush anything, even if it said it was flushable, besides toilet paper. That goes for feminine hygiene products too. Nothing besides toilet paper and human waste should be flushed down the toilet.
The septic system also depends on beneficial bacteria and microorganisms to break down the waste. They can't do their job if you pour too many killers down the drain.
Standard household chemicals, a tremendous amount of bleach is a bad idea because that can mess up the biological activity. But your septic system will come back from some of those products. Biological activity comes back very quickly. Although you might sterilize your system for a while, that activity will come back.
Many of these chemicals could also contaminate nearby groundwater.
Presley says to discard harsh chemicals through a local household hazardous waste program and put food waste in a compost pile. Learn more about managing your septic at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Get a $10 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic Motor Oil in-store or online.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnekins from the Dunn County Fair. Let's take a look at markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, double-digit gains in the milk markets. August up 23 to 2046. September up 27 to 2144. October up 23 to 2120. And November milk now up 19 to 2047. Cheese markets today, barrels and blocks were steady. Barrels at 193, 40-pound blocks at 197. One trade a barrel on the day. Cash butter down a quarter to 309. No trades on the day. Grade A non-fed dry milk up a quarter to 123 and a quarter. Five trades on the day. Dry whey up three to 52 even and one trade on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets today, live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly higher. We've seen some weakness in the grain markets, but we've also seen some good cash markets, and that's helping to support many of the cattle contracts today. Box beef prices also being higher today as well. Meanwhile, hog markets, they are moving mostly higher as well. Again, some pork cutout values helping to support the markets, and again, the trade watching that increasing demand. August live cattle now down 10 cents at 188.80. October, though, up 17 cents to 188.77. December up 37 cents to 189.27. August feeder cattle up $1.80 to 260.42. September up 205 to 259.95. And October up $1.67 to 258.75. August hogs up 5 cents now to 93.82. October up 62 cents to 78.42, and December up 40 cents to 70.35. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans and wheat all moving mostly lower today. Now, there's been really soybeans leading most of the complex lower, and that's helping to pressure corn and beans. Warmer and drier weather should continue into next week, but there could be some rains to help push maturity along. Again, soybeans leading the entire grain complex lower as the longs are taking profit ahead of the weekend forecast updates. They're going to kind of watch that rain predicted in the forecast. Wheat markets moving mostly lower again with the rest of the row crop weakness and really little other fresh news to help support prices. September corn down 9 1/4 to 396 3/4. December and March both down 9. December at 411 3/4. March at 426 1/4. New crop 25 down 5 1/2 now to 454 1/4. Meanwhile, August beans down 25 to 1091. September down 25 3/4 to 1048 3/4. While November down 25 1/4 to 1054 1/4. New crop 25 down 17 3/4 to 1076 1/2. August soybean meal up $1.70 to 354.10. August soybean oil down $1.88 to 43.93. Meanwhile, Chicago wheat, September down 10.5 to 10.50, 7.25, December down 10.25 to 10.55.25, Minneapolis wheat, September down 12.75 to 5.91, and December down 11.5 to 6.10.5. Energy markets today are moving mostly lower. September crude oil down $1 to $77.27, October down $1.02 to $76.09. August gas down a cent now to $2.46. September also down a cent at $2.42. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number two of Agro Talk. That's from 2 till 3 here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. From the Dunn County Fair, I'm Brian Winnekins.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. The outgoing U.S. wheat chair looks back on the last 5 years. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry in harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks, August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
U.S. Wheat Associates recently wrapped up their summer meeting in Oklahoma City. Outgoing Chair Michael Peter says the past 5 years as chair have been rewarding.
Serving as the chairman or going through the chairs of U.S. Wheat, you're representing the U.S. wheat farmers from 17 different states. You're representing them overseas in several countries that we export our wheat to. We have 13 offices overseas, and each one of them serves several countries. So you're constantly over there representing U.S. wheat farmer and the quality of wheat that we produce.
He says there have been some challenges.
It's been a difficult time the last few years with exports. Our prices have been higher than, per se, the wheat coming out of Russia, which seems to just keep flooding the markets. And we hear a lot about Ukraine not being able to export, but there are still plenty of bushels coming out of that region. So for U.S. wheat, we always pride ourselves on the quality and service. So our staff over there, they have connections with mills and bakeries over there, from the biggest importers to some of the smallest ones. We don't really care. But the thing that they know is if there's a problem, they can call somebody from the U.S. wheat office and they will be there to help them.
He talks about how Oklahoma is one of the top wheat producing regions in the world.
We're not those I states that grow the great corn and all the other crops, and a lot of other states, they can grow wheat and corn, soybeans, whatever. But here in Oklahoma, wheat is still our main focus. Northern part of the state, they're able to grow a few other crops, but wheat is always in Oklahoma. And it's our hard red winter wheat. We have the best wheat breeder in the world. Like I said, I've traveled several countries, and you mentioned Brett Carver.
Yeah.
Everybody knows who he is, no matter where you're at. For Oklahoma wheat, we had really good yields this year. We were very fortunate and blessed to have some of the crops that we've had. Be able to represent not only the U.S. farmer, but Oklahoma farmers, it's been a true honor for me.
Outgoing U.S. Wheat Chair Michael Peters. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Having someone you can trust with your everything is everything. At Chippewa Valley Energy, keeping you warm, keeping you cool, keeping you safe is what they do. Since 1922, when the Eau Claire Cooperative Oil Company was founded, it was to service farmers, homeowners, and businesses with necessary energy solutions. Since then, they've grown, but still offer the same great local service that they did over 100 years ago. Become and stay one of their partners with necessary energy and reliable service for your generations, your farm, your business, your family. Chippewa Valley Energy, no more. Go to ChippewaValleyEnergy.com.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture has certified the 2024 Wisconsin Potato Industry Board election results. In District 1, Eric Schroeder of Deerbrook was elected. In District 2, James Ocray of Stevens Point elected. And in District 3, Roderick Gomez of Endeavor was elected. The Wisconsin Potato Industry Board is composed of 9 growers in the 3 districts across the state, with 1 at-large member elected every 3rd year. The board oversees the collection and use of approximately $2 million in assessment fees paid by Wisconsin potato growers. The funding is used to support the potato industry through research, education, and promotion of Wisconsin-grown potatoes. A farm summit focusing on farmer suicide prevention will be held Monday, August 19th from 11 to 1:30 at Western Wisconsin Health's main campus in Baldwin. There is a virtual option for those unable to travel to Baldwin. The virtual session will be broadcast from noon to 1:30. Farming is a stressful and isolating occupation, and the program is for healthcare, mental health care, and agriculture service providers to network with each other and learn from experts and those with lived experiences around mental health challenges. Dr. Sarah Kolbeck from the Medical College of Wisconsin conducts research around suicide. Said suicide among farmers is an important public health issue. Studies have shown that in the U.S. and in Wisconsin, farmers have higher rates of suicide than those in other occupations. Farmers face stressors that contribute to suicide, and it's important for healthcare workers and others to understand those stressors to better support the farmers. Now, for more information, just contact Western Wisconsin Health in Baldwin. The Public Lands Council and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association has applauded the House passage of H.R. 8998, the Department of Interior, Environment, and Related Agencies Appropriations Act of 2025. The PLC says the bill protects the rights of land grazing permittees and reels in overreaching BLM regulations. It addresses Endangered Species Act challenges, defends local communities against land grab under the Antiquities Act, and recognizes the important role of ranchers, America's original conservationists, in the stewardship of the native lands. That, according to President Mark Rober, National Cattlemen's Beef Association President Ensley says that whether you're a cattle producer on public or private lands, overregulation from the federal government is a serious challenge. This package would support American agriculture, protect farms and ranches from burdensome rules, and protect the rights of public lands that ranchers, who represent an important part of the cattle industry and a driving force in rural economy, said Ensley. House Republicans have pulled 2 government spending bills scheduled for a 4 vote this week. Farm Policy News says this signals a further peril for the leadership's doomed efforts to pass all of the 2025 spending bills before the August recess. The funding bills for the Agriculture Department and FDA, in addition to the Financial Services spending bill, will not be considered on the floor as originally planned. Both measures didn't make it through the House floor thanks to controversial funding levels and conservative policy riders, including language blocking abortion and contraceptive protections. One report says the Ag FDA funding bill was pulled off the House floor vote. That was, quote, conservative wanted an amendment vote to re-add the controversial abortion pill rider that centrist Republicans had stripped out. Tom Colin, an Oklahoma representative, said he had heard some pro-life concerns over changes to the ag funding bill that Republicans had expected to vote on this week. That is the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA. That's this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
A warm and muggy air mass returns today in our ag weather forecast, as our highs will be back into the mid-80s today. Looks like that warm weather will continue. We'll even see some 90s through next week and beyond. We'll have breezy south winds today and Saturday, and dew points will be near 70 as well. Thunderstorm chances over the next week look best Sunday night and Wednesday night and into Thursday of next week. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, highs 80 to 85, relative humidities at 51 to 56%, south winds at 7 to 12, we'll see about 11 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear, lows 64 to 69, relative humidities at 86 to 91%, south winds at 5 to 10. Tomorrow, sunshine warmer, highs 85 to 90, relative humidities at 54 to 59%, south winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 25, 11 hours of sunshine. For Sunday, sunshine, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 85 to 90. Monday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, highs 80 to 85. Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs 85 to 90. Wednesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 85 to 90. And for Thursday, another chance of showers and storms, highs 85 to 90.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brian Winnikins from the Dunn County Fair. And thank you to our fair sponsors, including Elsevia Co-op, Security Financial Bank, Bauer Seeds and Service, Sunstrom & Company, NTEC, and Dunn Energy. Come on out to the fair throughout the entire weekend. And on Thursday, we had the Wisconsin Fairs to the Fair joining us, Kelsey Henderson. And we're going to find out a little bit about Kelsey today. And Kelsey, thanks for joining us. Well, first tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
Thanks for having me. I'm from Racine County, so I grew up on a family farm and in a fourth-generation livestock showman at the Racine County Fair. So the fair definitely runs in my blood, but thankful to grow up in the agricultural and fair industries. And now it's my role to travel to the great state and represent the Wisconsin fair industries, Wisconsin Fairs to the Fairs.
So what did you show then at the Racine County Fair?
At the Racine County Fair, I showed a little bit of everything. Started out way back in the day with the Explorers, Clover Beds projects. Did all sorts of projects from photography to foods, to arts and crafts, and then got into the animal projects as well. So we love showing steers and market hogs were our big things that we love to show. And we also had the opportunity, I showed every year I could at the Wisconsin State Fair too. So now I'm aged out, but I still get to live through my younger sister who still shows to this day.
Got to ask, which is easier, hogs or steers?
They both definitely have their own challenges and are so fun in their own way. Steers are a little bit longer of a timeline, so that makes it just a little bit more of a commitment. But total, we probably spend about 8 hours in the barn every day. So it's a full-time job having these animals in the barn and working them and making sure that they're ready to go for the fair.
Talking with Kelsey Henderson today. She's the Wisconsin Fairs to the Fair. I had a chance to talk with Kelsey during the Dunn County Fair, continuing through Sunday. Okay, Kelsey, I ask this to all of the steer exhibitors. I always ask this to steer exhibitors. Okay, steer needs to go right. However, the steer decides, nah, I'm not going right. I'm going left just because, and I'm taking you along for the ride. What do you do? Hang on, let go, or how do you get back in line?
Definitely hang on. I would say the first thing, though, is training them and working with them all year round to make sure that we don't have that problem. But sometimes they do have minds of their own. And when they get in these show environments, too, it's a new environment. So that's something of we go through the ring and practice at the county fair and the state fair to get them as familiar as they can with their surroundings. But then it's time to hang on in the ring. Unless you're at danger, then you let go.
I had that happen during the Monroe County Fair a few years back, where an exhibitor had to let go because the steer was just out of control. You bet. And that's the big part of this. What did you like best about showing animals?
That's a very loaded question. I absolutely loved it all. Definitely would be the people. I've met the most amazing people through the industry, and they truly become your fair family or your stock show family, so I'm forever thankful for that. But, you know, I always say that it's not about the banners or trophies won, but it's about those memories made, the people met, and the lessons that you learn that you'll take on forever.
So as fairest of the fair, what made you decide to go for fairest of the fair? Because you had aged out and you wanted to kind of keep doing stuff?
Yeah, you nailed it right on there, actually. So, you know, I grew up in the fair industry, and it's always been a tradition. I never missed a day of the Racine County Fair in my entire life until this week. So I always knew that the fair held a special place in my heart. But after I aged out, I was like, how do I continue to give back to this wonderful industry that shaped me into who I am today? So I ran for the Racine County Fair to the fair and was in that position last year. And now here I am with the best job ever.
So in just a couple weeks, State Fair's coming up.
Yeah, we're not even a couple weeks away. We're just 1 week away now. So the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, is next week, starting August 1st through 11th. There will be fun for the whole family, and it's truly the best 11 days of summer. Growing up as an exhibitor there, I always look forward, and that was kind of my goal every single year of what you wanted to do. And so I'm excited to see that in a different light, in a different role, and be able to do all the things at the Wisconsin State Fair.
So now I'm going to give you another loaded question. Excluding showing, so you can't count showing, and you can't count the rides. We're going to take the rides and showing out. What's your favorite part of the State Fair?
That's a really tough question. And I guess we'll go with not the people, too, because I already said that the people is always my favorite part no matter what. So that being said, the people being my favorite part. But I think one of my favorite parts is the ability to learn. You can immerse yourself in so much at the Wisconsin State Fair, whether it's the cultural experience of trying new foods. We have 100 new fair foods this year. So I plan on trying some of those. So you get that cultural experience. You can learn hands-on. I grew up in agriculture, but I still continuously find myself learning every year at the State Fair. And you really just get to meet so many great people, which goes hand in hand with that learning and cultural experience. So there's so many hands-on activities that you can just continue to immerse yourself in, and you're going to come out a better person and learn something from it as well.
Now, I, as a kid growing up, we used to always go to the State Fair. My best friend and I, every single day. We weren't showing, but we just loved being there because of all the different stuff going on. There was way back in the day. In one of the old exhibit buildings, there was an old place for 99 cents all the pancakes you could eat. And that's how we started our day. For my grandparents, my grandmother loved the flowers, but my grandfather loved, which I did too, the cream puffs.
Oh, yeah.
How many cream puffs do you think you're going to have this year?
Well, we have exclusive. So this year is a special year. We're celebrating the 100th birthday of the cream puff. So it's the longest continuously sold item at the State Fair. They sell around 350,000 every single year at the State Fair, which is fun. I expect myself to be eating quite a few. I also expect myself to try some of our new limited edition flavors. So with the birthday celebration, we have special flavors happening each day of the fair. There's four different flavors, I believe. I wouldn't be able to tell you the exact schedule, but you can find it on the State Fair website, but a limited amount every morning. So you got to get there and get there early if you want the root beer float or the birthday cake one. So I definitely plan on trying all the unique flavors and probably have an original one or two too.
Oh man, now I got to try and find a way to get down there. I got to try at least the root beer float one. Kelsey Henderson, she is this year's Wisconsin Fairest of the Fair. And she had a chance to visit with us during the Dunn County Fair, which continues through Sunday in Menominee. I'm Brian Winnikins on WRDN.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man. Well, the whole town's talking about the line I'm walking that leads right to your door. Oh, how I used to roam. I was a rolling stone.
I used to have a wild side. They say a country mile wide. I'd burn those beer joints down. That's all changed now. You turned my life around. Oh, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man. I used to love them and leave them. Oh, I'd brag about my freedom, how no one could tie me down. Then I met you. Now my heart beats true. Baby, you and me together feels more like forever than anything I've ever known. We're right on track. I ain't looking back. Yeah, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new
rain in Oklahoma to wash the sins out of that house.
not enough wind in Oklahoma to rip the nails out of the past.
Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Well, I lost my heart on the day we met, but I gained a lot that I don't regret. Then I hung around till you said I do. I knew I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Well, it changed my thinking when you changed your name, and neither one of us will ever be the same. And I swear I'm never gonna be untrue, 'cause I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. If I didn't have you, I'd long ago been left in the dark out in the cold, blowing around from town to town like a feather. Didn't have you, I know I'd be floundering around like a ship at sea, lost in the rain of a hurricane, and that's where I'd have been. But I didn't get lost, 'cause I saw your light shining like a beacon on a cold dark night. Then the sun came up and the skies turned blue. No, I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Well, I count my blessings every night I pray, that the Lord lets me keep you just one more day. And every day he does, 'cause God knows too, that I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. If I didn't have you, I'd long ago been left in the dark out in the cold, blowing around from town to town like a feather in the wind. If I didn't have you, I know I'd be floundering around like a ship at sea, lost in the rain of a hurricane, and that's where I'd have been. But I didn't get lost, 'cause I saw your light shining like a beacon on a cold dark night. Then the sun came up and the skies turned blue. No, I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Well, I've already said it, but I swear it's true. I know I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
Run your car off the side of the road, get stuck in a ditch way out in the middle of nowhere. Get yourself in a bind, lose a shirt off your back. Need a floor, need a couch, need a bus fare. Oh, this is where the rubber meets the road. This is where the cream is gonna rise. This is what you really didn't know This is where the truth don't lie. You'll find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop everything, run out and crank up their car. Hit the gas, get there fast, and stop to think what's in it for me. Or it's way too far. They just show on up with their big old heart. You find out who your friends are. Everybody wants to slap your back, wants to shake your hand when you're up on top of that mountain.